Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this special edition of Motown Memories, it's the 555th show. So we're showcasing all songs that either reach 5 of the United States Billboard charts or the United States Rhythm and Blues charts. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Marvin Gaye, Diana Ross, The Marvelettes, Michael Jackson, The Jackson 5, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and Martha Vandellas. All coming up during the next half hour as we feature all songs that reach number 5 in either the rhythm and blues charts or the pop charts in celebration of the Motown Memories 555th show.
My love, come in. as he is in so many ways.
I look in the mirror and I'm glad to see laughter in the eyes where tears used to be.
What you've given me, I could never return.
Marvin Gaye with The Oppressor's Love, and that reached number 5 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1967. Before that, Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, and More Love, number 5 in the Rhythm and Blues Charts of 1967. And we started with The Four Tops and Wake Me, Shake Me When It's Over, number 5 in the Rhythm and Blues Charts of 1966. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all songs that reached number 5, either in the United States Rhythm and Blues Charts or the United States Billboard Pop Charts, in celebration of the Motown memories 555th show. Well, coming up, a great song from Diana Ross, Touch Me in the Morning. Well, Touch Me in the Morning became Diana's second solo number one single and 14th overall in her career on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. It was conceived by then unproven songwriter and producer Michael Masser. He had been recruited by Motown CEO Berry Gordy, and Masser teamed up with the proven ballad lyricist Ron Miller to write it. According to Michael Masser, Diana always tried to push hard to get the vocals right for this particular song, calling it a draining experience that resulted in several near emotional breakdowns when she wasn't up to her abilities. It was recorded in the early morning hours, as was her custom back then as she began raising her children. In a Barbara Walters Memorial Day interview special, Diana's second oldest daughter, Tracy Ellis Ross, said Diana would put them to bed and record all night in order to wake her children and send them to school the next morning. Well, Touch Me in the Morning became Diana's longest charting record until 1980, remaining on the charts for 21 weeks. This song marked a turning point in the career of Diana, revigorating her singing career, coming immediately after her Academy Award nomination for Best Actress and her acting debut, Lady Sings the Blues. Well, here is Diana and Touch Me in the Morning, right here on Motown Memories.
Touch me.
Goodbye in the cold, mortal light. All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Look here, girls, take this advice and remember always in life. Into each heart, some tears must fall.
Crying forever, he calls it. Too many fish in the sea.
Too many fish in the sea. I said there's short ones.
Michael Jackson with Ben, and then reached number 5 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts of 1972. That song was the title song about a movie about a trained rat. And before that, the Marvelettes with Too Many Fish in the Sea, number 5 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts of 1964. And we started with Diana Ross, Touch Me in the Morning, number 5 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1973. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all songs that reached number 5, either in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts or the United States Billboard Pop charts. Well, coming up, the Jackson 5 and Looking Through the Windows, right here on Motown.
Just remember whatever makes you feel that way. Don't around your city, and tear it all apart. Saying the road's got to end somewhere. We've come to the end of our road. Oh, I just think about all those nights you left me at home lonely. You only did it 'cause you knew I loved you only. Running around with every girl in town. I'm telling you, boy, no longer will I be your clown. Said the road's got to end somewhere.
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas with a great great song, Nowhere to Run, and they reached number 5 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts in 1965. Before that, Glasnevin and the Pips and The End of Our Road, number 5 in the Rhythm and Blues charts in 1968. And we started with the Jackson 5 in Looking Through the Windows, number 5 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1972. Well, this half hour, we featured all songs that reached either number 5 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts or the United States pop charts in celebration of the Motown Memories 555th show. Coming up for the next half hour, more number 5 hits, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.